So here we are, in a field by a tree, digging, uncovering dirt. Of many varieties, it seems. Jacob's sure his daughter is buried here, along with others. So many others. There's a company wants to build here. They've got a lot of friends. They'll bring a lot of jobs. I guess I should be rooting for them. It'll bring people here, and that means business for the bar. But I'm not rooting for them. I'm rooting for Jacob and Bonnie. All of us to find the truth. But most of all, I'm rooting for Francine.
Come on, Barney. Let someone else dig a while.
Gotta have a man do it.
Not a 70-year-old man.
75.
Oh, better.
Yes, we ladies appreciate you big tough men taking care of us, but
why don't you give me a turn, Barney?
I can't let a woman do such physical work.
Billy was an All-American in rugby, and she regularly bench presses 100 pounds.
Here you go.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. If he dies, I'll never forgive him.
See anything?
Not yet.
It's empty.
What?
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
That's not possible.
Kwame, what do you mean it's empty? We haven't dug deep enough to know yet.
The box of donuts. It's empty.
What? Oh, are you kidding?
Kwame, do you mind? We're looking for our ancestors.
Well, you can't do it on an empty stomach.
Don't worry about an empty stomach. You had about 10 of those things.
Well, you had a few yourself, including the last chocolate frosted.
It was right on top.
Oh, please. You went past all the plain ones to get to it.
I am very insulted by your insinuation.
Guys, forget about the donuts.
Unbelievable.
Donut one, yeah.
Please.
There are still some croissants left.
Fantastic.
Oh, great.
Thank goodness.
Why did you say
so? I was
so
beginning
you
to
got think. Any
jelly?
They're not stale, are they? I like them fresh.
It's delicious.
So good.
Can we concentrate on the matter at hand?
I'm not sure anything's down there.
Why?
Hole keeps getting deeper. Nothing but dirt.
So many years ago. Who knows what's left? Or if we're even in the right place.
Jacob? You sure this is the spot?
Yes. That's the tree. This is the spot. I'll never forget.
Nothing. Just dirt. The deeper we go, it's just more dirt.
She's there. I'm telling you. She's there.
Jacob, I know you were hoping. I mean, so long ago. Jacob, I'm sorry, but it looks like it's empty.
Don't you tell me that. There's people there. Lives. My girl. My little girl. She's down there. I left her once. I'm not leaving her now.
But Jacob, it's more than a century.
Don't you tell me.
You hear that?
There's something there.
Can you see it?
Not yet.
Could be anything.
Glass?
Metal?
Bone.
I told you she was there.
Keep going, Billy.
What's going on here?
Hello, officer.
This is private property and a construction site.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Barney. What are you guys doing?
Well, it's a little complicated.
I got some time before lunch.
Well, the long and the short of it is, this guy...
The one with all the light on him?
Can see it even in broad daylight. That's some light.
His name's Jacob.
Okay. Hello, Jacob.
Hello.
And he's dead.
Well, 30 years on the force, I've seen a lot of walking dead. But that still don't explain why you're digging up private property.
Officer, I'm Bonnie. I'm one of the owners of Mac and Bonnie's bar downtown.
Hello, Bonnie.
And this is my partner, Mac Lujinski.
Hey there. Call me Charlie.
Huh?
Never mind. Mac's fine.
I wish you both good luck with the place.
Thank you. And please, do stop in for a drink on the house.
Very kind. I'll do that.
Great.
What are you doing here?
So anyway, Jacob...
Just as a reminder, who's dead?
Hello again.
Looking good, Jacob.
He lived here 150 years ago, and his daughter is buried here.
Congratulations. That's the best excuse for trespassing I heard yet.
It's true.
Says the shiny guy.
Hey, Tommy.
Connie, I didn't see you.
How's Millie?
She's good.
I'll have to give her a call.
Well, after I finish telling her about this, I strongly advise it.
Look, Tommy, it's true. There was a whole community of blacks here that got driven out, murdered, and they're down there, right here. The bodies, on this spot.
Well, Connie, you know Barney tells me that I figure he's had one too many. But from you, I sort of have to think there's some truth in it. Even though it's about as strange as I've heard in a while.
It's true, and I don't drink at 9 in the morning.
But you do eat donuts, judging by the crumbs all over your face.
You really should have made detective a long time ago.
But even if it's true, it's private property. It's a construction site. I'm guessing you got no permit?
Well, no.
You gotta go, folks.
I'm not leaving my daughter.
Nothing be left anyway after all these years.
Her spirit's in there. If nothing else. All of them. Hundreds. Taken before their time. For no reason. Except hate. And ignorance. Their lives were stolen. You can't take their spirits.
And I thought it was going to be a slow day.
Tommy, they can't build here. This is the last remnant of a whole community, of lives lost, taken. It's a murder scene.
Spirits. That's a tough one. Murder? Well, when you put it like that, look, you can't dig here, but I guess if you think about it, you could say it's a crime scene?
Oh, it's definitely a crime scene.
Then they can't either. They want to build a new development here. You know that. But I can buy you a little time.
How long?
A day? A couple? Can't hold them up longer than that. These are powerful people. They've invested a lot of money.
What should we do, Tommy?
Get a permit. To dig. You gotta go to court. Go see Stevie.
Your brother?
And the best lawyer in town. If anybody can get you a permit to dig, he can.
Thanks, Tommy.
Sure. Hey, Jacob?
Yes?
I got a daughter. I hope you find her.
Business is pretty good.
I guess all the stories about ghosts.
I thought we put a stop to that.
Once it gets posted online, you can't really unpost it.
So who posted it?
Me!
Great. I thought we weren't gonna...
It was before we said we weren't going to. Just snapped a selfie with Jacob, but Jacob didn't come out. Just me and a lot of light. But I look great.
I did the same.
Yeah, great caption, Kwame. Me and the dead guy.
So nothing comes out in the photos, but people come anyway?
I guess it's like a shrine, if you want to believe.
And I may have mentioned they show up from time to time.
Barney, you promised.
I'm just trying to help business.
Which he did.
I want to give them some space.
Hey, Mac, there's a lot of places to get a beer. Not a lot you can see dead people.
Mac, if it helps us stay open.
I don't want Jenna to get scared off. I want her to feel at home.
I do.
I didn't see you there. Listen, I didn't know that they were gonna...
It's okay. Nothing's really private nowadays, but I guess it doesn't matter. You can always turn off the noise if you really want to.
So you'll stay?
You think a couple of Facebook posts are gonna stop me from being with you? Besides, I'd be with you anyway, no matter what. Wouldn't I?
Right.
Hello, miss. Can I get a beer?
Marshall?
Hello, Bonnie.
How'd you find me?
Gracie posted a picture of the place and the name. I figured it was you.
So when do I get introduced?
Sorry, Barney. This is Marshall Meredith, a friend.
Oh, a friend.
And a very good-looking friend, too.
I thought I was the only man you looked at.
That's right, dear. And the earth is flat.
That's Barney's wife, Connie.
Pleased to meet you, ma'am.
And nice manners. He's a keeper.
It's not like that.
Not for lack of trying.
Look, Marshall, we're sort of busy.
I just want a beer.
And it's coming right up. Here you go. I'm Mac.
The Mac in Mac and Bonnie's?
The same.
Nice to meet you, Mac.
Any friend of Bonnie's is a friend of mine.
Well, I'd like to think I'm at least a friend. Right, Bonnie?
Drink your beer, Marshall.
Hey, I'm looking for a Bonnie.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Steve McDermott.
Oh, hey, Stevie. That's Tommy's brother, the lawyer.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for helping us out.
I'll do my best. The new construction site, where the development is going up. Tommy says there may be an old burial site, some bodies.
That's right.
Any proof?
Not yet.
Gotta have some proof.
Can't get proof if we can't dig.
Right. The company building. There was nothing in the deed or the survey that said anything about bodies. They couldn't know.
Maybe nobody wants to know.
Look, big multi-use development. Gonna be apartments, stores. A lot of people want to see it happen. They paid a lot of money. They got a lot of friends. They paid a lot of money to get friends. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't care.
Who's the guy with the light?
That's Jacob.
Jacob? Yeah. Tommy told me about Jacob.
They're not gonna build over my daughter's grave.
But no proof.
If we can dig, we can get proof.
Like I said, they've got a lot of money and they've got a lot of friends.
They're not gonna build over my daughter's grave.
Says the dead guy.
And me.
Hi, Connie.
There's lives there, Stevie. Lost lives. This town owes them something. For what happened. For what was done to them. If they're there, we need to find them. We owe them that much.
I'm just saying it won't be easy.
Never is.
Look, you've got to understand. I make my living in this town. I feed my family. I start taking cases that go against my firm's biggest clients. Well, I might not be at that firm very long.
I always thought you had more of a conscience than that, Stevie.
Conscience won't feed my kids.
You know, Stevie, I still got that picture of you at that wedding. I don't know if your wife ever saw it. You know the one I mean. With your shirt open and you dancing real close with Jeanette O'Brien.
I wasn't married yet.
Right. I'm sure your wife will understand completely.
I'm not so sure.
Look, I can get an injunction. Won't be a long one. Maybe a week. 10 days, maybe. Then there'll be a hearing. You'll have to convince the judge. That's the best we can do.
Worth a try.
I'll give you a call.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're right, Connie. Time I thought a little more about my conscience. Time we all did. Of course, they aren't going to be happy about it.
Who's they?
Doesn't sound good.
Why don't they just come in? We've got room.
Not so sure you want them to come in.
Hey, Mac.
Mike, you're back.
I told you I'd be back. This is a reporter from the Right is Right Network. I've been telling him how you're turning a nice neighborhood bar into this woke cancel culture headquarters.
Is it true that your bar has become a hothouse of political ferment?
Hey, Mac, that's what you should call it, the hothouse.
Dig that.
I think you should talk to the owner.
You're not the owner?
One of them. This is the other.
Ah, so you're Bonnie?
I am.
And I see you brought your friends with you.
You mean because I'm black and they're black, that means they're my friends?
I just assume.
I resent that. Listen, any bar offers me a free drink, I'll be there. Black or white, any color of the rainbow. You hear that, bar owners?
Look, they are not the usual customers at this bar. I've been here before and I can tell you.
I'm the usual customer at this bar. I'd say they're a big improvement.
Miss, are you a member of Antifa?
I got an Antina, but no Antifa.
Listen, this has gone far enough. We're just a small bar trying to build a business.
And fermenting discord in the neighborhood to do it.
That's ridiculous.
Who do you think you are, barging in here with accusations like that?
And who are you, sir? Another black extremist?
I don't care what you call me, but I'm not going to have you talking to her like that.
Marshall, I can fight my own battles. That's why I cut it off in the first place.
What battles do you mean? Fighting for more integration in the neighborhood? forcing your way in?
What the heck is this guy talking about?
I say this kind of trouble is not welcome in this neighborhood.
Yeah!
I say they got to go.
Yeah! I say you've got to go. Get out.
I say you get out.
Yeah!
Max has got to go. Max has got to go. Max has got to go.
Max has got to go.
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, a peaceful neighborhood bar turned into an arena for anti-white socialist hatred. As you can hear, the residents of the neighborhood have had enough. Yes, indeed. Max has got to go.
Max has got to go.